From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center is on the other side of the glass, so we always appreciate him doing his dutiful work over there. Very much appreciated. In the studio with us now, movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic, women in cinema advocate, author, and prolific tweeter. His review of the very latest edition of Batman movies, The Batman. Mike.
If you like superhero movies that are full of fun and action, well, Spider-Man No Way Home is still playing. The Batman is pretty much the opposite of that. This is an intentionally dour, not fun comic book movie. Robert Pattinson plays the Dark Knight. He's on the hunt for Paul Dano's Riddler, a lunatic who's killing high-ranking Gotham officials and exposing their corruption. Helping Batman is cat burglar Selina Kyle, played by Zoe Kravitz. The Batman works overtime to avoid most of the things audiences expect from superhero films. For starters, it's visually dark. I mean really dark. The only three colors in this movie are black, brown, and red. And rather than having tons of action scenes, most of the plot involves Batman trying to follow clues the Riddler leaves for him. This may sound crazy, but the movie reminded me of Seven, with Batman instead of Brad Pitt. It has that same kind of eerie, oppressive feel. I admired the effort to do something different, and some elements are very effective. Pattinson makes a good Dark Knight, Dano is truly scary as the Riddler, and the theme of corruption is dealt with in a smart way. But at 3 hours, the film is way too long, especially given the relentlessly gloomy vibe it projects. I like The Batman enough to give it a mild recommendation, but be aware of what you're in for. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Batmobiles.
Oh, 3. I thought we were headed into the 2s here.
No, I liked it. I mean, I appreciate the fact that they tried to do something very, very different, and there are times when that works extremely well. But again, the movie is so long. And it has about 6 endings. You know, by the end, you're kind of like, all right, wrap it up already. And just the overall gloomy vibe of it. I mean, I think at 3 hours, that's a long time to ask audiences to sit through that.
And what do you make of the fact that there's really mixed reviews on this? Now, you're more leaning towards the 3 out of 4, but I've heard a lot of folks say this is the worst thing ever, and other folks say this is a 4.5. This is the best ever.
Yeah, it's really going to be a love it or not like it so much kind of thing, depending on what your taste is. And it's going to be interesting to see what the reaction is, because the Marvel movies have primed audiences to go and expect fun and excitement and moments of fan service, and this movie avoids all of that. So I don't know if people are going to go in and appreciate that this movie is doing something different, or if they're going to go in and say, wait a minute, what the heck was that? This movie is going to have a very big opening weekend, but I'm not so sure it's going to stick around a whole lot longer. I think it might drop really, really heavily in its second and third weekends.
Okay, so The Batman, not going to be one of the legacy films that folks say in your opinion, that you have to see
right.
If you start to get drawn into the Batman films. And I guess this does that, you alluded to it. How's this going to go over for the audiences?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. I really don't know. I think it'll be love it or hate it. Now, anytime I review one of these superhero movies and I give it anything less than 4 stars, I inevitably hear from somebody who says, well, it was being true to the comic books. You need to read the comic books. I'm 53 years old. I've been reading comic books for, roughly 45 years. I grew up, Batman's my favorite superhero. I've read the comics. There may be some people who like it because they feel it is faithful to the comics, but again, a movie is different than a comic, and you can't just be faithful to the comics to make a great movie. It has to be a great movie cinematically, and I think this movie cinematically has some problems, despite the good things that are in it.
Well, and I think your reviews always kind of give us a sense of not just what you personally like or whether it's true to the comic books or not, but in terms of broad appeal, where is this in the legacy of all films that have ever come out? It is different. It's noteworthy. You gave him credit for trying, even though it wasn't really your 100% favorite genre to really dig deeply into. So, I respect that. 3 Batmobiles ain't bad, you could respond.
Right. It's good, and if you like Batman, it's worth seeing. I do think that it was a very interesting attempt to do something different with the superhero genre, just not entirely successful. It's good, but it's not a home run.
Who has pulled this off where they take in either a superhero or some other hero-oriented genre, really darkened it up and it worked?
I mean, the obvious example here would be Chris Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy. That was a case where the movies did have a dark edge to them, but they also delivered a lot of action and a lot more of the things that fans have grown to expect.
Okay, so in those cases, and this film's not quite up to that kind of a level.
Correct.
And Robert Pattinson?
He's actually really good. You know, this movie takes the idea seriously. They portray all of these things not in a comic booky way, but like, what if it was real? So his version of Batman is just this very screwed up, angry, bitter guy who gets off a little bit on the fact that he's a vigilante, and Robert Pattinson does a really good job on that. So
Super.
He ends up being a solid choice for this version of Batman. He would not have worked in Christopher Nolan's Batman or Tim Burton's Batman, but he works in this one.
Will we see him in the next one, though?
I don't know if they're going to make a sequel or not. I've heard that the director wanted to do like his dream Batman version and then walk away, but
this might have
money talks, so we'll see how much it makes at the box office.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, one of those houses in Los Angeles comes up for sale that he wants. All
right.
This can change, of course. Okay, well, fabulous. Three Batmobiles out of four. Mini review of Fresh.
This is the best movie releasing this weekend. This movie came out as Sundance, and it was purchased by Searchlight Films, and it debuts on Hulu today. And this is one of the most smartly written horror movies of the last decade. It stars Daisy Edgar Jones as this woman who's unlucky in love. She meets Sebastian Stan, who seems to be her dream guy. And they fall in love, they hook up. They decide to take a weekend getaway together, but first they have to stop off at his house. And I'm not going to tell you anything that happens after that except to say that it's shocking and it's kind of gross and it's very, very bad for this female character. But what happens is the movie dives into the psychology of the guy and why he does what he does. And it dives into the psychology of this woman who realizes that she can't escape him in a traditional way. She's got to be way more cunning than him in order to escape. All kinds of twists and turns come that you will not anticipate. Again, brilliant performances from this smartly written script. It's called Fresh. It debuts on Hulu today, and 4 stars for that. One of the best horror films I've seen in years.
All right, now I have a strange advisory. Don't watch the trailer. Be surprised, you know, and let it unfold. The trailer's very revealing. I mean, it doesn't tell you what happens at the end or anything, but you get a lot of glimpses of where it might be headed, which I thought that was surprising.
It's an interesting trailer because it looks like it's giving away more than it is giving away.
Oh,
they studiously avoid saying what it is that he does. You see little glimpses of the aftermath of what he does. So in that sense, it is spoilery, but it doesn't tell you specifically what he's doing. But I do agree with you. Don't watch any trailers or anything before you see the movie. Go in as cold as you can.
Yeah, I think that's a fresh way to see it, if you don't mind. 4 stars, Hulu for Fresh. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Robert, the Batman is in theaters.
In theaters only,
just
yes.
Just theaters. Okay, so far. All right, quickie review of After Yang.
This is another movie that came out of Sundance. That's where I saw it. And it debuts today in a handful of theaters, but also on Showtime. So if you have Showtime, you can watch this. And Colin Farrell plays the head of a family, and they have an android or a humanoid babysitter for their little girl, and the thing malfunctions and essentially dies. And the little girl's upset, and Colin Farrell tries to find a way to have it repaired, and in the process he discovers that this thing has information in its memory banks that nobody knew about. And I won't reveal any more than that, but this is an interesting science fiction film because it's not a thriller, there's not action scenes, it's about life, and it's about love, and it's about how people or beings connect to each other and what it means to be alive and what it means to have memories. So it's a really smart and an intellectually engaging science fiction film that I found very emotional, especially at the end. So 3.5 stars for After Yang. Yang is the name of the humanoid that malfunctions.
Oh, okay.
And it's about the family's life after that happens. So 3.5 stars for that. Really, really good film. You can catch that on Showtime starting today.
All right. So 3 good films that really, you know, are worth seeing one way or another. We've been talking about the Oscars. Best Supporting Actor, Ciaran Hinds, Belfast, Troy Kotsur of Coda, Jesse Plemons of The Power of the Dog. Which character is that, Jesse Plemons?
He was the Benedict Cumberbatch's brother in that.
Oh,
when
I got
Mary's
you.
Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, holy smokes, more than supporting, I'd say. J.K. Simmons in Being the Ricardos and Cody Smith McPhee of The Power of the Dog. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this list, your reaction and so on.
Boy, that's a good list. Those are five really outstanding performances. The one I'm most excited about is Troy Kotsur from Coda, which, you know, I've been raving about that movie since I saw it at Sundance last year. But if you have not seen Coda yet, by all means see the movie, and you will fall in love with his performance. This is what the Best Supporting Actor Oscar is for, to award performances like his. He has a smaller role, but it's a crucial role, and he absolutely nails it. And if he wins, he would be only the second deaf actor to ever win an Oscar, after Marley Matlin, who plays his wife in Coda. So really pulling for him. He did win the SAG Award, so he looks like he might become the Oscar favorite.
All right, and Coda's on cable, right?
It's on Apple TV Plus, yeah. Now, if you don't have Apple TV Plus, Coda's a very good reason to subscribe to it.
Oh, okay. Well, there's 100 reasons to subscribe to it, in my opinion, but that's another topic. Okay, AMC is going to charge more for tickets for The Batman?
Yeah, AMC is experimenting with a price differential. They're trying to stay alive and make more money here after the pandemic, coming out of the pandemic. And so they announced this week that theaters would charge about $1 to $1.50 more to see The Batman. So if you go see The Batman, you know, you might pay $11, whereas to see something else that's out, you might pay $10.
Okay.
So they're just experimenting with that, and we'll see how that goes.
Okay. And the Russian impact, the invasion impact on entertainment and movies.
Yeah, all the major studios are announcing that they are pausing their releases of films in Russia. Again, that doesn't necessarily do a whole lot to alter the situation, but they're helping out in whatever small way they can, and it does put some pressure, just a little more pressure on Russia. So the studio's doing the right thing and saying, we're not going to do business with you if you're going to continue this invasion.
Yep. Isolate, surround, and drown, yep. I guess they call it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic. His website, aisleseat.com. His appearance always sponsored by the Campus Theater, Lewisburg.